Buzz. When you hear a lot of people talking at the same time, it kind of has a similar sound to a freaking beehive. Or maybe that's a metaphor I'm trying to make work. We write songs for a living, but I don't think this one works. He just rhymed work with work.
Yes, he did.
That lazy guy.
Oh, just shut your mouth, sit back, relax, and listen to the hive.
Where's Brady Clinton?
That might be the funniest thing you've ever done.
You really? Making fun of my brother? That's why I do it so much.
I'm pretty Clifton.
I'm so cool. I can't even finish my last name.
He didn't even do it. He was like, I'm pretty Clifton.
I know. When you go back and listen to it, he said it perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I guess I was listening incorrectly, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, hey, everyone. What's up? Eric here from That There Honey Gold Records, and today we got Josh the Clifton. We got That There Josh Clifton and That Johnny Escobedo Gore.
I'm Josh.
I'm Johnny.
And I'm the Broommaker.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, that's a double Escobedo.
Ooh.
Double Escobedos. So we are missing Kaylin and Alexa.
Yeah.
And
that's
they are
true.
That affirmative. Why didn't I concur? Johnny, how's your week been going?
It's been going pretty good, man.
You played a show recently?
Yeah, I played a show.
You guys did well.
Last Saturday.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
It was. Brady was hurting the next day.
Dude, I had a bang over as well. My neck was hurting.
He said that. He goes, I don't headbang the Ravenhelm. I headbang the words.
It just calls for it, I guess.
Yeah, you did good, man.
It was
you
it was
did
fun.
Too, Eric.
Yeah, Eric was great. The band was great. I feel so spoiled getting to have those guys play.
Yeah.
And then I just get to. I was real nervous because my throat was hurting a lot that week.
Uh huh.
And it got way worse as the show got closer. And I was so upset because, like, in least of these, if my voice ever got bad, I could at least try to kill it on guitar. And then it was like, okay, well, people understand my voice isn't where it needs to be because I'm feeling sick, but at least I killed it on guitar, you know?
Yeah.
But with words, it's like I have one job, and if I'm doing that poorly, I just was going to feel super guilty. But it's somehow, like, right before we started playing, it didn't hurt as bad as I thought it was going to, and I feel like I did okay. I wasn't mad at my
performance. No, I didn't notice anything bad. In my experience as a vocalist, I always think that my voice isn't up to par until we get going, and then it actually, I'm just fine. And I think we only hurt ourselves on the back end. I think our voice is pretty, I don't know, resilient, or mm-hmm. or you can make leaps and bounds whenever you don't realize you can, especially if you can get there before. But I noticed, like, after I push my voice when I think I'm not going to, I found that it is much worse talking later on, for even longer. So,
yeah.
But I mean, I learned I could kind of scream when I couldn't hit notes. I was just like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that. That's how I learned, too. I was like, I'm going to try to hit this Chris Carrabba. The Moon Is Down. Furthest Seems Forever. Snowbirds and Townies. You know that song?
I may be familiar if I heard it. I don't know song titles, man.
For those who don't know, Carrabba is an old wooden nylon string guitar, usually around the Spain 1800s circa era.
Thank you. And it really added to the story. So I learned that.
No, that's great. That's great.
I feel bad that I interrupted that.
No. That was the end of the story, so it's funny that you threw that there, and I was like, yeah, so that's how I learned how to scream.
Mid-1800s, classical guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, so something I did want to talk about.
Yay, you got something to bring.
And
is it about a video game?
No.
Is it about a video game company?
No.
Is it about Twitch?
No.
Is it about Coheed and Cambria?
No.
Is it about the fact that you are Asian?
Not directly.
Oh, man. Do you have any guesses, Johnny?
Not the ones you have already guessed. Not different.
Is it about leading worship or playing in a worship band?
No.
Is it about, I'm kind of liking this if we can keep good guesses going.
Is it about teaching lessons?
No.
Driving around.
Is it about Lot in Oklahoma?
Eating food.
No.
Or Oklahoma.
Breathing.
Oklahoma. Is about having a bad digestive system.
No.
Drinking liquids.
Vaping.
Mm-mm. Nope, nope.
Man, this is all new territory. All
right, you get three more tries.
Oh, three more. I think I'm done.
I'm done. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. I want to ask this question again later with other people. I think this would be a fun question to ask regularly.
Okay.
Oh, I freaking already know what he's going to ask, and I couldn't think of it.
Hey, Josh, we talked about this briefly, but I never got an answer out of you.
Is it what kind of soup am I?
No.
Okay, that's later on. Think about that. Ariana Grande asked everybody, if you were a soup, what kind of soup would you be? Continue.
What a stupid question. No, I'm just kidding.
But it's trending. No, it is a stupid question.
It is trending, though.
It's just amazing the power that some of these people have.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know. Sorry, not to interrupt your story, but a caraba is a guitar that's from... No, just kidding. No, go ahead.
An old wooden instrument with nylon string. No, so we talked about this at the show on Saturday for a little bit. We were talking about how I had a donkey brain because I... my taste in music were so vastly different than Josh's.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the phrase donkey brain, but I said that there is something wrong with
you. Yeah. Isn't that what Frank has, Johnny?
In It's Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Frank, donkey brain?
Yeah.
I don't remember. When he goes to the mental institution with Froggy Boy or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, remember the guy that from The Office who plays David Wallace was like, you donkey brained idiot or you donkey head or whatever?
Donkey-brained idiot sounds
right. I don't remember, except now I'm just distracted wanting to say. I love David Wallace in anything he's in.
Right?
Yeah.
That guy's a great actor.
He plays almost remotely the exact same character, everything. But that's
but
like...
Even in Jurassic World, when he's just the concerned dad going through a divorce, I'm like, I love this guy.
Yeah. You're like, good for him for getting on the big screen.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're getting out of that marriage, that dead-end marriage.
Yeah.
Sorry your kids had to be chased by a...
You know, suck it.
Suck it!
So the question is, if you had one magic token to instantly fall in love with a band or artist or something like that, who would you want to spend it on?
And you said Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. And I go, you don't like Jimi Hendrix. You go, I've tried.
Multiple times,
but you don't. And I go, something happened to you. Something's wrong. Because you know... The right answer is to like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
You know it is. But something is telling you not to like, in your brain, is telling you not to like it.
Well, it's not so much my brain so much as what actually enters my ear. Ears.
That, I don't know if you know that is an avenue where some of the information you receive gets to your brain.
Yeah.
Like that. Nose is one where things... that are in the air, molecules that cause it to smell like this and that, that goes to your brain.
And then
sometimes you put things in your mouth.
Yeah, these are senses.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's a bubble guppy episode on this.
Eyes are another one. And your body is covered by skin that sends other sensories and everything. So I'm just telling you.
Don't forget all the hairs.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just telling you, for some reason, there's this great thing that this guy made named Jimi Hendrix, this music, that goes into your ear. And most people, and including yourself, go, I'm supposed to like this because it is a, like, arguably, I mean, like, well, I mean, I don't know how to say this because I'm already hearing Johnny's response.
Really? I'd love to know what you think my response is.
Yeah, well, real quick, I'm going to say majority of people would agree, including yourself, that you are supposed to like this. Because of it's great art, voted by most. It is creatively what's the word I'm looking for?
Adventurous.
Innovative.
Innovative.
That's what I'm talking about. And it was the first of its kind. Mm-hmm. And he took it to leaps and bounds and all this stuff. All that to say, but then you receive that information, and you are of the minority to go, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Now Johnny's response is like, but who says you have to like it?
Yeah, that's that would be. That's not actually what I was thinking, but
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I'm 100% okay with people disagreeing with the majority. I normally do. I feel like I play this weird back and forth with majority. I lean into the pretentious majority. I would assume you guys would probably agree with me.
Yeah.
It's and a hobby.
It's
you don't have to say it. Pretentious sounds too self-deprecating.
Right. And well, I know that like I am going to look like because I feel that I put in the work of discovering the history and
learning.
For music and I've listened more than just one or two songs from Jimi Hendrix and most artists. Like I listen to whole records and try to study not only the music, but also the history of that record and where it came from and what was going on during that time. I sometimes go, oh, you just don't get it yet. So in my head, I'm thinking, you just don't get it yet. You will, or you'll never get the thing. I don't know.
Well, the thing is,
do you think it's possible to get it, but just not like care?
Yeah, because that's where I'm at. I get it. I just don't like it.
Well, with
you said that you can listen to it and you go, eh.
Yeah, but I still get it, but I'm unimpressed.
Maybe that's a subcategory. I get excited probably too easily.
Yeah. Well, it's like in my head, I think Coheed and Cambria write some of the greatest songs ever written. Yeah. I think live, he's one of like the maybe top 50 vocalists of all times in a rock band.
I need
band
to
live.
See him live.
While also playing guitar. But at the same
time. I will let you buy me a ticket to see Coheed and Cambria and I'll go see it.
Right on. But at the same time, one of the biggest caveats, and it's, I think it's such a silly one, is like, well, his voice is weird. I don't listen to the band.
No, I don't mind his voice. I do think it's weird.
A lot of people,
but
don't
I actually
mind
like
his
it.
Voice, though.
I actually like
that. Was
his
the
voice.
Main reason people didn't like Thursday growing up? The majority of response I heard from people was, "I just don't like his voice."
Yeah, which I like it because that yelly singing. Kind
they
of
were
thing.
One of those bands. I've said this already, and this is the fact that like other people ruined that band for me, like Thrice.
Thursday.
No, Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria.
And see, Thrice is a band I've tried to get into too because like touring with Lisa V's. Johnny and TJ and Ryan would be like, oh, Thrice is great. Were you a huge fan of Thrice?
Yeah, I like Thrice a lot.
I like Thrice now more than I ever have.
But I would listen to Thrice, and I'd be going, okay, this is literally, to me, I'm getting the exact same vibes I would from Chevelle or any band in this hard rock genre. Mm. But like this hard rock genre for me is already fulfilled by Breaking Benjamin, and it's mostly because I really love Benjamin's voice.
Well, it's the lead singer's name is Benjamin?
Yeah, it's Ben.
Aww.
Yeah, right.
They're breaking him.
I know.
Oh, put them back together.
I think that's what the whole album's about.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I have not given that a chance.
Do they only have one album?
No, they got like five or six.
Hey,
or seven.
Johnny, do you like Breaking Benjamin?
I couldn't tell you a song.
Yeah, me either. But I know I don't like them.
Yeah, I probably don't.
But see, yeah, I know you don't also.
Well, Josh, I think.
Don't worry, I know
you
don't.
You just don't get it yet.
Well, yeah. if it's anywhere not as good as Thrice and. Eric saying that they can kind of fit in the same spot.
I
in can't. My brain.
I don't see Thrice and Breaking Benjamin in the same ballpark, unless that ballpark is rock and roll music.
Yeah, and that could be very
That's
true.
That's totally possible.
I think Breaking
too.
Benjamin's a lot more musical. But that could be part of the thing. Is maybe
wait, musical?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
It just got really quiet. You see the hiss of the mics.
Yeah. I.
So he's forming the insult.
No. You can see Josh forming.
He's putting it together.
And here comes the death blow. No.
Here comes a scorpion tail.
No. Wait. Musical. They're more musical. So how is Thrice less musical?
I'll
the sounds you're hearing are not actual.
Yeah. Are there more instruments? I mean, I don't understand what that means. It's like there's just like. I don't understand that statement.
They're melodic, maybe?
Yeah, more melodies, more movements, more dynamics.
Okay, so maybe more...
Musical.
We don't... Wait, I don't think... Is that, like... That's what I'm not understanding. If I said... Tell me a band that's more musical than... I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how to phrase
this question. So, for example... So, for some example. You could have...
Josh is like a Roomba up against the wall right now.
Yeah. If you had bumping up, going like,
I don't know. Like,
this wall's not supposed to be here.
If you look at bands like White Stripes, for example, we talked about this a little bit.
There's a two, garage band type.
GarageBand, very melodic. He creates a lot of sounds very simply.
Yeah.
I think that is more.
You're
musical.
Saying Breaking Benjamin's more complex than Thrice.
I would say so.
Okay.
But
complexity.
But follow me through the whole idea. No, like, we can't break it off like a turd.
you know, like a sphincter does.
Yeah.
Dude, on a good day.
This is one. This is one long piece. Let's have it.
That's usually the goal, right?
Dude, I was middle piece, and Haley started trying to talk to me about like bills through the door the other day, and I was like, "Hey, you know, I'm really working on one particular thing right now. Can I just keep my focus here?"
My wife knows not to talk to me while I'm in there because I don't want that to be associated with anything that she has to do.
Dude,
so
I go.
It's almost. Sounds like the John Mulaney joke where you're like your voice changes while you're in this stall and you like you're perfectly normal, but then when you hear someone knock on the door, you turn into a carnival barker and you're like, someone's in here.
Someone's in here.
Like I'm just like, oh, not right now. Not right now.
See, I always pick a
bad
weird.
Bad things are happening.
I always go like, occupied. I literally do that.
Occupied.
Dude, all my bathroom shyness has come from other friends being shy first and then explaining it to me and me so buying into their explanation. Yeah. I just like I was never pee shy. And then one day my buddy Matt was talking about how he's pee shy and he was like, I just the people in there are listening and hearing you. And like the first time I went to go to the bathroom in public after that, like I was so aware of what he said. It just brought on the pee shy. And then TJ started talking to me about how like he's okay if Allison is walking by the bathroom, whatever, when he's going poop. But he says, like, when he has to wipe, he needs nobody around. He's like, it's so primitive. He doesn't want it. And I get that now. Like, if I'm ever about to start cleaning up, I need to know Haley's away.
Listen.
Johnny, who's the least pee-shy person you know?
The least pee-shy person? Maybe you.
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean, I'm not pee-shy.
You're powerful, Eric. Like, I envy Eric's ability.
Listen, I envy brave. And shame people when I'm in the bath in a multi-stall bathroom and there's someone that they came in after me and they leave, like they do their business and you can hear everything that's going on in the stall next to you, they go out, wash their hands and leave, and I'm still there holding it until they leave.
Yeah, I've done that.
Like I envy them that they don't care. This is what, and I get it, this is where we're supposed to be doing this. What else are we what else do you expect? There have been days where you've been at multiple different levels of the ways you go. Sometimes it's just clean. You don't like you wipe and you go, oh, it's just, I don't know how I did it. It's a magic trick.
And then other days it's like it's wiping like, the end of a Sharpie, man.
Yeah. So we've all been on some sort of spectrum. Every single one of us has been on that same spectrum from one end to the other. So and we're all there's like four or five of us in there. And I know there's that one person comes in there, does their business, leaves. And the rest of us are like, all right, who's going next?
So here's what broke. Here's what made me just like, because I don't think I've ever been like pee shy like terribly.
I'm not pee shy.
There was like bathroom nervous.
I'll cross streams with you.
Well, nice.
Yeah. You stand the time.
The thing that broke me to just go, does not matter. Will never matter. Don't care. Where's your bathroom? First floor, right by the living room. Cool. You know, like
can't do that.
All that stuff.
Yeah, can't. If I think someone can hear me outside of a dinner party, nope.
I'll easily do it.
I just don't.
I don't pee. I'll go up. I'll go outside, drive around the block, find some place, pee, come back.
See, I see in my head, I'm like, that's so silly and such a waste of time.
You're probably right.
You're right.
So if you've ever been into the restroom, and Brady, we're so sorry.
Yeah, he's tuned out already.
Fast forward to about.
No, it's too late. He's already gone.
Okay.
You're talking to no one.
Bye, Brady.
Goodbye.
But if you've ever been in the restroom and there's been an old person by you in another stall,
yeah.
After you hear what they've done, you can't top that.
I don't know if I'm going to change. You're saying
we're
that when
years
I'm
away from that,
whenever I'm 80 and I'm in the toilet, I'm not still going to be the person going, oh God, you know, I will probably have old poop in there that hasn't been out since. Just because I'm not that guy. I can't wait till I get home, and then and even at my home, I have the water closet, the toilet that has its own room.
Yeah,
I have to have that. Like any house I have has to have that, or I don't feel safe.
That's so funny.
I need another space between me and anybody else.
So
I get you.
Back to the Hendrix thing.
Yeah.
Back to poop.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
So Hendrix, from all of my guitar heroes, anyone I consider a master at the instrument or someone I want to aspire to be like, they all have one thing in common. It's Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, man.
Other than that, it could be the Beatles, Nirvana, Pantera. Like, those would be three bands that circulate between all my favorite artists.
Yeah.
But the one that's always there is Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
And so I want desperately to like it. And when I listen to it, I'm just going, this is all very okay. And in my head, I'm like, but it can't be just very okay because this is the greatest guitarist of all time.
Like, now, you can't listen to a song and go, like, his. You haven't ever listened to one of his songs and gone, oh, damn.
No, never. I've even gone, huh. I've gone, and, oh. And then a couple, okay. All right, okay. and then, but here's the thing. Like I said, this whole question is about, who, if I could magically fall in love with everything an artist has created with, like, a magic token, I would spend it on Jimi Hendrix.
This doesn't excite you?
Crap, I need to stop
it. I just feel like they're going to start trying to sell me Old Spice.
This month only, 2 for $20. 2 entrees, 1 dessert.
That's not exciting to you?
No, it's really good. I like this, but the thing is, I'm not going, dude, greatest guitarist of all time. And I don't think anyone can listen to this and go, like, honestly, oh, that right there, greatest guitarist of all time. Now, for his time, heck yeah. For his time, this has got to be some of the most revolutionary stuff to ever come out.
Send this one to me. I'm going to put this quietly in the background while we're continue talking. I love that.
Now,
God, that song gets me so freaking amped.
Now, who would you spend your token on?
Rush or Fleetwood Mac, all these bands that I'm supposed to like. Pink Floyd, I'm supposed to like, but and I've listened, I've studied. I like a handful of their songs, but I don't understand why they're... I'm supposed to like them.
And I get that. Like, Fleetwood Mac, I think Rhiannon's one of the coolest songs from its era.
Mm-hmm.
I freaking love it. And I think the lyric and how the music sways with the she's like a bell, like, ringing in the night. I'm like, oh, dude, that's such a good lyric.
I don't think I'm good enough a musician to, like, Rush the way I'm supposed to.
That might be possible. But at the same time, like, I'm into music like that. And at the same time, I listen to Rush. I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, that's cool. It's a lot.
I like Tom Sawyer. How about you, Johnny?
I don't know. I've been thinking real hard. I can't figure it out.
Listen, I realize that I come across as the pretentious one here. But I promise you, I like the things I like because either A, historically it makes sense, or B, I actually just like them.
Yeah.
And my favorite artists are those that are both those. Mm-hmm. So I guess another third one is like, falls into the historically, but like they did things that were important outside the music too that made them stand out, like whether you're talking about Sam Cooke or U2.
But you're just talking about doing things
outside. Sorry, you gave me the signal and I was like, am I supposed to say U2 here?
No, I was trying to guess what you were about to say.
No. I was thinking more along the lines of like even Ray Charles and artists like that were able to break laws, the bad laws that were out there to change it for equality and whatever.
Like Lenny Bruce for comedy.
Yeah.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
So all that to say, my favorite artists are the ones that do all those things. But I don't get sometimes. I remember there were bands. I'm going to say something, and a lot of people are going to be like, ah, man. The band The National, I want to like that band. And I've seen them live. There's like one or two songs that I think are okay. But sometimes I think maybe someone hasn't explained to me why I'm supposed to like them so much. But everyone goes nuts about that.
But no one's. Here's the thing. I don't think anyone should have to explain why you should like a song. Like, I think.
Because
here's the thing. Either you like a song or you don't. And then you could give due credit to a song without having to like it because of information does not mean you have to like it.
I think I disagree because I believe that there's art out there that I don't get yet. And if someone explained to me, I go, oh, now I understand why people are crazy about this thing. So if I go to see some priceless art and I go, that looks no different than something I've seen on a wall in a Motel 6. But then they go, well, the reason this is so important because it's actually blah, 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 this, the breaststroke and this, or what he was going through at that time. And I go, oh, okay.
So you are 100% behind the voice artists and American, whatchamacallit, what's that thing called?
American Idol?
American Idol artists. Because they all have to have a story as to why they're covering that Maroon 5 song and makes it. That's the same thing.
No, it's not, because a lot of this stuff's fabricated anyway. But
who's to say the art isn't?
No, I'm saying that if I'm not saying that it has to have that stuff. I'm saying there is some art out there that is above the majority of our heads, and someone. I also believe that there's plenty of art out there that's not above our heads, below our standards, but it's been brought up because somebody said we're supposed to like this and I don't get it.
Yeah.
But there's the other side of that. There has to be some art out there that I'm like, when I look at Andy Warhol and he has the Marilyn Monroe's that are all different and everything, and I go, that's cool looking. Isn't it just the same picture with different colors? And why is that art?
It was a remix, dude. He was the first DJ.
And if someone said, you're kind of right. Yeah, he kind of took like everyday things and made them, he
like
had
a, like a YouTuber or a podcaster.
Yeah.
Like, here's all the stuff you've already heard about. Now I'm going to tell you about
it. And I'm going to show you different ways to see it.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe we're all just hook, line, and sinker.
No, I think it's very possible. To just go, maybe he just wanted to make something, and then people got it.
And so, the story was retroactively like, oh, this is my thing now. I get it.
Are you a fan of Serbian film?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
So yes. Just kidding. I don't know.
Did you ever see Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
It's in the same genre as that.
No, that I know about it.
That's what
people tried to get me to watch that, and that's one of those things. Like I would vomit the moment
Serbian film.
I can't look at any of that stuff.
So Serbian film, if anyone knows what this is, I apologize for bringing it up. I read the IMDb for this movie, and I felt like I witnessed a rape. It's about a guy in Serbia who starts working for some adult film stuff, and as the movie progresses, he does more horrible and disgusting things. He ends up like raping his son.
He's an actor. An actor, quote unquote.
Yes.
Okay. A performer.
Yes, and then he ends up by the end of the movie like raping his son.
Now
while someone else rapes his wife.
Wait, is that acting?
Wait, why
is
are we talking
part
about this?
Part
because
of this? Is that part of the story, or did they force him to do that?
No, that's in the movie. The movie.
Okay, so
the,
not
the
his
plot.
Real son.
No, the plot.
Okay,
so,
this is a terrible movie.
Okay, it's so, not a real story.
No.
the definition of a rubric. Eric just throwing out these words like we all know them.
So we experienced some technical difficulties, and there was a crash. And we're back.
Oh, good. Hey. And Eric, so, Eric threw around. What was the last thing heard on there?
What we just heard. Basically that movie had a bunch of pretty hardcore stuff. That the movie was not a true story, but it was like an image of like what the Serbian government was doing to its people. And they chose to take it to the extreme by showing a bunch of horrific events occur. Including
the raping. So how you were showing or how you were comparing that versus
like
the conversation,
well, Jimi Hendrix.
The idea of Josh's rubric is that maybe you haven't gotten it yet, and so people who can't enjoy the film just aren't on that level yet, and they haven't gotten it to appreciate the beauty of that movie. And so
I think I said, and I don't know if I got the recording, but I think this movie, which is not a real documentary, but a fake movie, an actual movie, not an actual dude raping his son.
Or a baby
or whatever, could be art. I'm not saying it is, saying it could be.
Oh, no, I would agree that this movie is art. Now, I'm not saying whether it's good art or bad art. It's art that I definitely can't stomach.
I'm saying it could be good art. And I don't, I choose not to, or may not be able to get it.
Everybody's going to the party, have a real good time. Dancing in the desert, blowing up the sunshine.
As you know, as The Hive and as Honey Gold Records and Raven Hill, and we all cultivate our own kind of community, I can promise you this, up to now, and I can almost guarantee in the future, we'll never have that kind of art being put out by our stuff, because
that's not
the type of art we want to put out.
I know, but we were talking about paintings and stuff earlier, too, so I wanted to bring it full circle. Let's include all art. Let's talk about the rubric, and let's talk about, if there is a...
If I watch that movie and I go, that is a horrible movie. Why would I want to watch that movie? And then someone goes, actually, this is... here's what was going on in Serbia at the time, and this is why they made this, and blah, blah, blah. And then I guarantee it might not make it a good movie to me, but I bet you I go from zero on a 10 scale to like, oh, okay, well, I get it a little bit. Still a little weird. I'll give it a 3 or 4.
A soft 3.
Yeah. I mean, the information and the reason that they made it makes me go, okay, I get it. I don't live in Serbia. Maybe I live in Serbia. I watch that movie and go, bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo. I lived that my entire life. I get it.
Now,
that is a great piece of art.
Now, if it is a good piece of art, are you required to like it? Or are you allowed to go, that's good art. It's not my bag. I understand why it's important.
Let me tell you
something. I'm not going to enjoy that.
You're an American.
This is all because he just realized the Jimi Hendrix connection. And he's about to...
You're American. You are a musician. You are a guitarist. And the majority of your guitar heroes love this art that you don't get for some reason.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I'm not Serbian. And I'm not a filmmaker yet. I believe I will be.
You should be.
I think I will be.
Agreed. Everyone listening, everything I'm saying to Josh, I love him so much. If anyone here should be making movies, it is Josh. That's why I use the movie analogy, because that's something I think he would understand just as much as he understands music. That's the only reason I pulled that out.
Yeah. And even me not being all those things, let's say my favorite filmmaker is Quentin Tarantino.
That's back when Pulp Fiction was made, before Reservoir Dogs.
He's a little guy. No, Quentin Tarantino or Scorsese or... Thomas Anderson. If they all said, check out this movie, and here's why, and then I went and watched it, and I go, they explained to me beforehand why I'm about to watch this crazy movie, and then I watched it, I bet you I have a little bit more open of a mind.
Now, do you think you would legitimately like it for the movie, or do you think you'd be swayed a little bit by the fact
I'd
that
definitely be swayed.
Okay. Now,
yeah, I'm saying information and influence matter.
Vacations and shopping.
Now imagine me. All my favorite artists do like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I desperately want to like the music.
Yep.
I listen to it. Yeah. I don't like it.
That's why I say something's broken.
Okay. But regardless.
I mean, you've only proven my point. It's like that there's something happened to you that you can't enjoy this, or you haven't taken in the right information yet.
No, see, and I think that's a cop-out from just someone not being able to like it. Because I just don't like it.
Maybe.
And like I said. If
it blows me away.
If I could spend a magic token to like one artist, it would be this artist. Like, that's how much I badly want to like
it. Makes me think that I know all three of us look at music and we look at art differently.
Yeah.
That's very obvious because we all make very different kind of art. I think some of us can lean into each other's.
Yeah.
But I think when I listen to,
Fallout Boy.
When I listen to Fallout Boy, do you guys both like Fallout Boy?
No,
I like some of their stuff.
Okay, that's a bad example then, because none of us really like them. Though.
I don't know. I don't ever listen to it. I haven't been into it.
I want to find a band that you guys maybe like. Maybe Eric, you love
Old Under Oath.
Like how old?
The
Only Chasing Safety?
The Only Chasing Safety.
I love.
Changing
No,
Times.
I need to find a band that I hate, Johnny might okay like,
Coheed.
And you love.
Coheed.
I don't hate Coheed.
Oh, God. Come on. Who do you hate?
Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, Breaking Benjamin. Let's go.
Okay. I don't hate them. God.
Good Charlotte.
Yeah. Good Charlotte works. You think they're okay?
I don't like them.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. But all of us listen to, what's the song, Paper, Plastic, whatever. That's the only song I could think of is like, paper, plastic.
Boys and Girls.
Yeah, Boys and Girls, okay.
Also like,
called,
oh,
also Paper and Plastic. I listen to them, and I hear garbage. Mm-hmm. You listen to them, and you hear gold. You made a weird face.
I don't hear gold.
Okay, you then
frankincense.
Okay,
I hear some frankincense.
All that to say, I don't. Clearly, when you hear a song, and the requirements liking it on a regular basis are different than whenever I hear a song and the requirements of liking it, or it being good art, because it's clearly not. Song structure or song composition or catchiness or groove, you don't like that as much in the same way I do, because Jimi Hendrix to me wrote some catchy guitar riffs and songs that I think were amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, have you thought of one yet that you would spend a token and
no, but I do think.
Is it Good Charlotte? It's Good Charlotte.
No.
You wish you liked
it? Well, dude, there's... The question itself, who do I wish I'd like? I like the people I like, and I don't like the people I don't like.
There's no one out there you're like, people are excited about this, and I wish I kind of liked them, but I guess I just...
Well, what do I get for liking them?
Happiness.
A dopamine release that I achieve through other things I like?
Happiness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got that. I've got that for days with my...
You are so funny.
With my music that I already have.
You cannot even hypothetically love a band that you don't like.
Because of what I don't know what the reward is.
Hey, parents, this is the yield from Bubble Guppies.
I don't know. I wish... What do I wish I would like? I wish
Eric,
I liked...
if you were a soup, what would you be?
I wish I liked movies more or something to bond with people better. Maybe I'd use my token on a movie.
Or kind of movie or...
Yeah, like the Harry Potter series or something.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You would connect with... If you like the Harry Potter series, you would connect with so many more people.
Yeah. And it's not that I don't. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I started the first one, but they were little and I got bored.
Here's a funny thought. You know, when we... last week we talked about went through some funny thoughts I just have during the week, and I make notes of them.
Yeah.
This will be good. I'm about to curse, guys. I like to give people a heads up because this isn't funny. This is just the name of a band I want to start. I won't.
So Josh's kids, stop listening.
Yeah. But, well, to bring it up first, the reason I thought about this is like someone messaged me, and a fan messaged Ravenhill Facebook and said, "Hey, guys, your music is dope AF." And my oldest son, Lennon, goes, "What's AF?
Italian Affair."
And I go, "Listen, sometimes in the vernacular or slang of today, if they say AF, it means as F word." And I was like, "And that means like that is cool as all heck or all, but they're saying the F word to make the point." So I explained it to him. I was like, if you see AF, just think it's not necessarily a bad word. They're just using it as that. And but they're saying it's whatever it is to the extreme. And he goes, "Yeah, okay." Yes. He thinks, "Yeah, it's dumb." Okay. And I go, and as I was driving, I go, "I want to start a Christian, like, hardcore punk band. That's very spiritual, got our theology, like everything's hardcore." Like, you know, whenever you went to
Cornerstone. Well, what theology?
Christian.
Is it the right theology?
No. according to Christian theology.
And true sound theology.
Yeah. And I want to, you know, when you went to Cornerstone in the early days and people would be worshiping at like, Zayo and Sleeping Giant and stuff like that. Yeah.
You want to make a Fourth Today punk band.
But I want to call it Christian AF.
Good.
I want to call it Christian as fuck. But and the only problem will be our name. Everything else, like, we'll have altar calls. Well, I mean, I'm talking everything would be spiritual AF.
I feel like there's a lot of Christian bands coming out with new records saying fuck anyway. So
yeah. I just think that'd be hilarious.
I agree. And I know a church that there's a church in New York. I can't remember the name of it, but they got this like tatted up female pastor. Yeah. And she'll be like,
so badass.
And she'll be like,
give my life to the Lord so quickly.
There's guys solo free climbing mountains, but man, when I watch someone speak with tattoos, I know they're serious.
And,
like, tell me about the life you've lived.
But in the video clip they had,
that was a $300 tattoo. Oh my God, the trials. You scheduled that out 6 months in advance. Wow, you got an opening. That did tattoo artist is so famous.
Hold on.
Did it hurt the whole time?
How many DMs did you have to send them to book that appointment?
Hold on. So you're assuming that they have tattoos that they're not supposed to be pastors?
No, I'm just being a bitch.
Okay, cool.
No, I just, I love.
That's great.
Okay. I
was
talking about
good
this.
For a laugh, though. Yeah,
I was talking about this with some of my friends the other day. There's like Copeland, they have a new album. I think they say fuck on it. And then King's Kaleidoscope, they did too, right?
Yeah, The Prayer.
And then Classic Crime did. So it's like a thing, right? And
well, Classic Crime dropped GD.
Oh, good for them. Close just enough. Cause I'm the only one you let inside. Every time you see her now, you drift off.
You drift off. All at once you overcome, you get lost. You get lost.
It's like the new thing for all older Christian bands. They're like cursing in songs, and
it's how they get edgy, man. They're edgy now.
It's two things in my opinion. It's like, one, it's a little bit edgy. I think it probably helps with the environment and people they want to be around to see that they're not censoring themselves for their art. I think it also immediately cuts out all the fan base you don't want to deal with anyways. So, like, anyone who's going to be on the edge of being a supporter anyways, you kind of immediately get rid of that. But what it was really, when I was thinking about it, I was like, this really just reminds me of the beginning of, like, the Power Team, when it was like,
yeah.
was like rock music, tattoos, muscles, but we're still for the Lord. Like,
yeah,
there's something about this, like, anytime there's a movement in general that's moving fast, I get annoyed, or I stand back and look at it for a little bit before I hop on. And then this particular one, I don't know, this just, when something starts to look like a pat on the back, and just this, like, you're so brave. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you for cursing. It's like,
yeah,
every band that's saying the F word that's a Christian band right now, they've been saying the F word forever. They just finally have the guts to do it.
We get to say it.
They just finally have the guts to say it in front of people. And the whole thing just seems so, it reminds me of being a kid going to the Power Team and being like, wait till you see this. This isn't your average Christian. And like motorcycles and shit. It's like, wow, you're so amazing. It looks like that to me.
Dude, what I don't get is how churches and like teenage events are still doing that model.
I don't know either, but my point, I guess all that to say, that's what someone standing on stage with lots of tattoos being edgy as a pastor, that's the filter.
I put
that
in the same ballpark as a lot of Christians that just become obsessed with craft beer.
Yeah, dude, IPAs, smoking pipes, and growing your beard and like.
Yeah, and then listen, and that doesn't mean everybody that does that that's a Christian, you annoy me. It's almost like, oh, they finally found the edge. They found, like, they were this, I don't know. It's the same thing as like I put that in the same ballpark as all these people that are giving to the homeless or whatever, but making sure it's a good photo op or
it makes a great viral video.
Yeah.
Freaking asking me to donate to a charity for their birthday. It's like, look, I wasn't gonna buy you something if it was a gift.
Right.
So now you're just trying to find a way for me to feel bad about
if
the
I
gift
was invited to their
you.
Birthday party. If I'm invited to one of your guys' birthday parties, but you have one of those things on your birthday for me to donate, I'll donate then. Because I would have probably bought you something to eat or bought you something small. If you have one of those, I'd be like, hey, instead of your present, I'll just donate the $25 I was going to spend on you.
So this is how it would go for me. If you inviting me to your birthday party, I'm probably not buying you anything. Then once I get to the birthday party, I'm going to be like, hey, what would you like me to get you? Like, do you want me to buy you something while we're here or get you something another time? And if what you said was, no, I'd really like you to just donate to this charity, then I would do it.
Yeah.
But when I get that little notification that's like, so-and-so has decided to have
morning.
A... Yeah, I got one earlier today. That's why it's on my mind.
I was like, oh, yeah, you want to make me feel bad because you had a birthday?
Dude, when businesses will give their bonuses and you open it up.
Yeah, the human fund? Yeah. I'm going to start the human fund.
Dude,
I was speaking of that. I did totally at the drive-thru today give an extra dollar to children's hospitals.
Yeah. I almost always say no unless I feel like, yeah. I mean, because I do other things. I give other charities and stuff like that. I don't want to sound like I don't like charities and giving to them. I think we all probably go out of our way to help those and all that stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, my mom has a charity that you can give to. She's trying to. There's this church in Mexico. Seriously,
is it for
there's
her
this
birthday?
Church. No, there's a church in Mexico that my parents helped establish like 20 some odd years ago. The person that owned it said, "Yeah, you can use it," and then that person ran into some financial issues this last year and has to sell that building they've been using for a church for the last like 20 years or so. And it only costs $4,000. And so my mom is
trying
to, And so my mom's trying to raise $4,000 to buy this building in Mexico. So that way thousands of people can come every year to this church.
That's nice.
And so if you want to do that, go to my Facebook and I'll share it again.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw that and I was like, ah, not you too, Josh. And I kept scrolling.
Yeah, it needs a video because no one's gonna read that.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the text and I was like, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I didn't make it, but like I do need to make a video.
I'm just imagining the scroll and the sound of all the words you're reading, and it's like donate to.
as it trails off, that's 100% true. There's like my sister wrote this great, like, 4 or 5 paragraph thing that explains, and I think we've raised $1,000.
That's great, though.
That's
man.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
y'all can do it. I'll hook you up. I'll toss you a little bit of scratch.
Thanks. Whatever.
This just influx of royalties that I have coming in. I'll just.
Oh, I'm financially set for the rest of my life if I die tomorrow.
Dude, I good news. I've made 12 cents. No, I've made $2.15 from iTunes and Spotify collectively.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
My life's about to change.
Hey, speaking of Spotify. I don't know if you guys, I mentioned it in our group check, so obviously you guys noticed this. But, like, I think I've plugged into, like, Spotify, getting us on curated playlists that would help our listenership go up.
Cool.
Don't know how I didn't get Ravenhill on it, but I got A Red Arrow and City of Auburn on one. So that was a little, like, I messaged all of them, but they picked them two. I guess they fit better. But that's cool. So go check that out online.
The feeling is starting to feel addicting. This fear is such an undertow. It takes you down and keeps you low. It's harder now to see such brighter days. Can you tell me now? The light you see in me, could you turn it on so I can finally see who you are is who you'll be. You're everything you'll ever need. If you're everything you'll fight for, it's worth it in the end.
So, how'd you do that?
If you were in a soup, what would you be? Hey, I emailed certain people at Spotify. I got an email because we signed up as a label.
Mm-hmm.
And it told me the steps I needed to take. But you need to be able to, you need to do those steps before you release the record and the album. And you get it to them. Now, we had already released those songs. So I retroactively tried to get them to add them to things. So I went against the way you're supposed to do it.
Got it. But now you know how.
I've already contacted them and said, hey, the bands, and said, like, hey, you want me to, the next thing you release, let me know. Give me about 2 months in advance, and I think it would be better. You'll be placed in more playlists than that.
That's great.
Yeah, it's huge. And a lot of it was because Alexa and I and Kaylin were talking about, like, how we kept seeing these bands that have a couple thousand people like them on their social medias, but they're getting, you know, 50, 60,000 plays a month. And I was like, that just doesn't add up. Like, how? And pessimistically, you want to lean to, like, oh, someone's paying for plays. But that, I don't think that was it, because some of these bands we knew and we think they have integrity. So we were, like, trying to figure out what it was, and then I realized that they were on some playlist, and I go, that's got to be something. So
it's definitely the playlist.
And so I snooped around, tried to figure out, and then I got that email after I snooped around enough, and I go, this is the way to do it. So
I've got a buddy who's got to sit in with some of the head people at Spotify and learn a little bit about
me too.
The best ways to utilize it, and getting on those playlists was one of the big things.
They're going out of their way to make that a big deal. So any release we now have, we need to have a major rollout. I think I messaged you guys on the group chat about this, but just like, we need to have a schedule so I can make sure we can make everything get on a playlist on Spotify. Or because if I don't have it in the right time with the right cover, like, it needs to be professional looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they want it, and I know the parameters that they're going to choose. So
that's great.
Cute.
So if you're a soup,
Johnny would be Alphabet Soup, because he's in the band Words.
And he's still kind of a kid at heart. You're a kid at heart, I think.
Yeah, I guess. I like soup. I do.
Do you like alphabet soup?
It's one of the lesser soups I've had.
What's your favorite soup?
I don't know, dude. Spaghetti Warehouse had an amazing wedding soup.
Yeah, Italian wedding.
I like their Italian wedding soup. I like.
I could see you being Italian wedding because it has kind of the alphabet, but it has meatballs too.
I like chicken noodle soup. I like tomato basil.
Zuppa Toscana.
Tomato basil with like a grilled cheese.
I'm a Zuppa Toscana guy. That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Watching like Father the Bride.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good vibe to me.
Ice cream, if you set it out too long, becomes like soupy ice cream.
That is what you are.
You're soupy ice cream.
You're just soupy ice cream.
No, man. Tomato soup with a baguette.
That's you?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. You're not like egg drop?
No. Oh, dude, that's really good, too. That and an egg roll?
Yeah.
I put my egg roll in some egg drop soup.
Yeah. I love me an egg. I think I'm Zuppa Toscana. That's what I've ingested enough.
What's a Native American soup?
I don't know.
Like
I'm not
soup.
Italian, so I don't think I'm allowed to say I'm Zuppa Toscana.
No, you can't like things.
That's an appropriation.
Yeah. I'm tortilla.
You're literally
soup.
What's wrong with the world.
That's what you're. Your 23andMe is of four knowing what you're allowed to like and what you're not allowed
yeah.
to
like. Yeah.
Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you. I'll take the fall and the fountainous. I'll give you all the love I never gave before I left you. Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you back.
They should just have a list of all the companies that are connected
here you
to
go.
Each.
That's genius.
Yeah.
That's exactly. It was like, here's what you're like. They give you like a link. Of where you can shop.
Yeah, it's just all online shopping.
Like, here's the music you now like.
You can say this is good music, but you can't listen to this
right,
music.
Right, right, right. And here are the words you can and cannot use.
Yeah, because segregation is the new like social justice.
Right,
it's
right.
Good.
Totally. That's the weirdest thing is like this progressive movement. It seems to be just dividing people more and segregating them more and putting everybody into their own. It's compartmentalizing things.
But then accepting everyone. It's like an oxymoron.
Well, you can only accept them if they agree with you.
Yeah,
once
you can't.
Agree.
You shouldn't accept everyone. You should only accept the people you're allowed to accept.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that could be for an extra $5, $5.99 a month. They'll add that onto your My 23andMe.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like
60% of the time, every time.
That could be the reparations.
It also gives you updates. So when Oriental wasn't allowed, you go, hey, don't say this. So the idea is like, oh, hey, Eric, how you doing? I just got this text, and it says, don't use Oriental. I was like, right in the middle of a sentence where I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of rugs.
Rugs?
Not Oriental rugs.
Ah, there you go.
See, I got the text in time to let me know this is now not allowed to say.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to say that. But you can say it all day.
Yeah.
You didn't get that same text. It's like an Amber Alert for your life.
For your life.
For your politically correctness
Dude.
Life. It's called, I feel like there's a great name for it that we're not tapping into.
I've never
What was the kid that got shot?
Which one?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love. One taught me patience.
I've never been prouder to be Asian in my entire life. Like the amount of non-complaining.
What if I go, you shouldn't be?
Dude, I wouldn't even care.
I'm just teasing.
Dude, the amount of like not being upset about everything that Asian people are doing right now, I just feel really good about it. I've called myself.
Are you saying that they're resilient or
they just got their eye on the prize? They're not.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
I love that.
They got too much.
I would have to say,
dude, they are the number one.
They're my favorite nationality.
They're the number one. Most wealthy race right now in America, and it's because
they're also one of the most recent to be like strategically discriminated against at Harvard. Did you hear about that? Harvard Eric. Harvard was weaning out the amount of Asian people they would let in, because with the standards to get into Harvard, if they went by their just straight across the board standards, they were going to have too many Asian people. So they were raising the bar for Asians. You had to try even harder to get into Harvard for Asians.
I heard that. Yeah.
Just to get them in. So they're going through a lawsuit right now, which they should, because that's freaking ridiculous. That says that we only want fairness. We don't want progress.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't want innovation.
Well, no.
We don't want people to have the ability to learn more and move forward and reward the effort they put in to get there.
Well, no. Fairness is progress. That's the thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of it.
Josh, I got a funny video to show you later.
Oh, good. Thanks for letting me know now on the podcast. So whenever I go back and edit this, if you didn't show me that video, back, like, hey, send me that video you wanted to show.
That's
me.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, this is good. Anything else you want to remind me for next week that you want to say on this right now?
This should come out sometime mid-April. be looking out for what's it called?
This will be Ariana Grande's.
She'll be married again by the time this comes out.
And she'll be more African-American.
She'll have done a My23andMe.
And she found out that her ponytail is actually Puerto Rican.
Dude, y'all have a good day.
Are we done?
I don't know, man.
You feel like we're done?
I guess. I feel so unhelpful, this podcast.
Do you?
Oh, let me tell you guys a story. I don't know how funny it'll be to you guys, but I held off telling Eric when I got here because I wanted Josh to be here. But one of my students said something really funny to me today, and I hope it's funny to you guys. But it just seems like such the way – think of like the way high schoolers are being trained to think and talk right now.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, just imagine. So I'm teaching – I realized last Friday that we needed to go over microphones again. And a little deeper.
They don't know what they are?
They know what microphones are, but like, just I wanted to go over some of like polar patterns and dynamic and condenser and just the words that are going to be used and
can
help
use
them
the time
understand.
Out real quick? You guys are always making Family Guy references, and I can't look at a bunch of microphones and not think about that Family Guy. I've only seen like maybe 2, maybe 3 seasons of Family Guy, but he's like, he's giving a press conference and there's a whole bunch of microphones. It's like, does it look like I'm talking to a whole bunch of robot penises right now? So every time I see a microphone, I think of a robot penis. Go ahead.
I feel you.
You get right up on those things,
yeah,
man.
The phallic shape doesn't help.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're talking and we're going over microphones and I explain what a condenser mic is and phantom power and 48 volts direct current. And why it needs the phantom power in the first place. And we're just kind of going through it all. And then what I do is after I kind of explain everything, then I'll just pick a kid and I'll say, tell me what I just said. I'll do a better job.
Tell me what I just said.
I like to hear them. I like to hear them say it back because I know they're zoning out. Because most of them are like me.
Because you're zoning out halfway through what you're saying.
Well, I was one of them. And so I remember just zoning out pretty easy, right? And so I'm asking one of my students and... and I was like, for this microphone being a condenser mic, what button over here would we need to press for it to work? And I'm showing her on the preamps and she's like, the 48 volts one. And I was like, yeah, what's that called? And I had to kind of hold her hand through it and she got to phantom power. And then she said, she goes, so the dynamic mic would be better for the environment because it takes less energy.
Oh, so this is a green microphone? Does this work on solar power?
It was hilarious.
That's so innocently hilarious.
Oh, I know, dude.
God bless her.
She was like,
she's so, being conscious.
So these are better for the
assholes.
Environment and these require more energy. And I was just like. I mean, but if your whole studio was solar powered, I mean,
it doesn't matter.
I think Jack Johnson has a completely solar powered studio.
I think that'd be rad. I never even thought about that. That's kind of cool.
That's gonna be potentially so unstable. Mid set, the flux. Cloudy day.
Yeah, because you want
Command S. No, he's probably got a generator on.
Yeah,
there,
he's
got. Sure.
I mean, a reserve.
Yeah.
I'm dying to start.
I got one thing I can bring up before we sign off. That way we lean on. Maybe we'll just edit out the part where we were so unsure about this episode. Like, I guess this is the worst episode we did. No,
one of my favorites.
Have you seen the movie The Departed? You haven't?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I might have. What's it about?
It's a Martin Scorsese film, gangster film that has like everybody in it. Jack Nicholson.
No, I hate gangster films.
Matt Damon.
It
has Mark Wahlberg. Has a bunch of people in it.
I like Marky Mark.
It's a great movie, and what I'm about to tell you is the very last scene, like the very last shot of the film. Okay.
Spoiler alert, everyone.
It is a spoiler, but I'm not going to talk about the movie. I'm talking about this very last shot that doesn't have really anything. If this is taken out, the movie is still it is arguably better, and that's why we're doing it. There is a Kickstarter. The Departed is arguably one of the best gangster films ever made. And there's a scene where the last thing happens in the movie, the last twist or whatever happens in the movie, and it pans up, and there's a balcony, and then there's a rat that runs across this balcony ledge and then goes off and credits roll.
Uh-huh.
And everyone is so mad. Everyone was so upset about this rat being there that they're now doing a Kickstarter to raise $4,000 to remove that rat from that scene. And it is blowing me
away.
They
could literally buy that church and change all those people's lives.
Yeah.
For that Kickstarter.
You're right. Hey, thanks for...
Dude, I'm going to say this, and I do not want this edited. People are fucking retarded.
No.
They're bored. Life's too easy.
I'm going to tell you that this is actually kind of funny.
Okay.
I didn't look up to see how much they've raised yet. But this is kind of funny because such a minute thing that like, because all they could do is like cut the movie right before that last shot and do everything they want, but they want to digitally remove that little rat we're running across. And the only reason they're mad about it because that rat represents the undertone of the entire movie, and it's such an abrupt like on the nose.
Where
type
is this
thing.
Taking place?
Where is this?
Like, this scene when they're showing the balcony.
I want to say it's Moscow or okay. something. I forget.
Is there a rat in the film?
In the movie? Well, like, it's gangsters. There's gangsters, so there's rats and okay. Like the quote unquote rat guy undercover, whatever. That infiltrates and gives information. So that's why it's so dumb. But I watched.
Why
it
do they not like the rat?
Because it's such an abrupt, like.
It makes it too obvious.
Too obvious. Like, we've just seen the movie. We just saw the movie and we saw everything that happened. And it's almost like over explaining the art.
Yeah.
It's so abrupt. And that's. And I didn't even. I wrote it down, but I was like, that seems like an abrupt thing. But we had just talked about the art being explained or over-explained or this or that. And I thought, okay, this is kind of perfect. But it's so funny. Now, legally, they can't, like, the higher ups have no desire to change this. They're fine with it. It's got, like, a 90-something on Rotten Tomatoes, that movie does. They're not going to spend thousands of dollars to do this because some people didn't like it. But this guy will... he broke down price sheet why he needs $4,000 everything in this video. It's hilarious.
Okay.
And then he goes, if you donate $70 or more, I will Go buy a Blu-ray copy of this movie, The Departed. Take the disc out, throw that away, and give you my new version of it, and then mail you that because we have he legally can't just burn it and give it away. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's pretty funny that they're doing this. And I want you guys to watch this movie now.
Yeah, I like gangster movies, so I'll watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it. I'm going to give you my password to my iTunes, and you can just go right now. Ready?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to have to log out of my iTunes to do that, right?
Right.
Yeah, then I probably won't.
but yeah, I just thought that was interesting that someone's doing that. And he said he wants to take out, if he can get this venture done, then he wants to take that rat out of that movie and put it in the actual Ratatouille movie somewhere.
Seems like he's got some big aspirations. Proud of this guy.
Yeah.
Just live it out, man.
Just you do you.
He said, woman. Woman. You have well said. Woman. Woman. I said, you have well said, because the one you got now is not yours. Oh, my gracious. And then he told a woman, woman, don't you know that you've had 5 husbands? Yeah, woman. Poor woman. Woman.
The amount of time some people have baffles me.
Hey, can I tell you something? One last thing. I said at school, and I kind of felt bad because I wouldn't say this is the best advice ever, but one of the students was freaking out while they were waiting for the bus to come pick them up and take them from the studio to back to their private school.
Uh-huh.
They're all just hanging out and they're all on their phones. This one student who doesn't like to sit on her phone, which makes perfect sense because she's the one who juggles and spins plates on, you know, like,
right,
just that
she's
kind
living
of
life.
Brain. Yeah, so she's not going to be on her
phone.
She
looks at something and goes, I could balance that.
Yeah, so she's just on a different plane. But anyways, she's kind of running around and I'm sitting in the room making sure the kids aren't doing anything wrong, which they're not. They're just chilling. And she's real antsy going back and forth and she's real bored and she's talking about she's bored. Then all of a sudden she's like, oh my gosh, I'm hungry. I don't know if I want to eat my banana now or save it for later. And then she looked at me with this real distraught face, and I just said, life's only going to get worse from here, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But I had zero comfort. I was like, I'm sorry, you're so eaten
life's
up.
Only going to get worse from here.
How did they all react?
What was amazing is the kids didn't miss a beat. They all just stayed on their phone, and she just kind of looked at me. So that's what made me even feel more worse. It was like, if I would have got some laughs, maybe it would have made what I said more lighthearted.
Right.
But I felt a little bit like, oh, that didn't really
cheer
her up. I don't know, probably 15.
Oh, man.
But she was going through a lot about...
It's worse from here.
I didn't know how do you make someone feel better about their...
Eat the damn banana.
Their confusion with when they should eat a banana. I was just kind of like...
Eat half now, eat half later.
Yeah.
Like, heads up. This is going to be one of the easier ones coming at you, so...
My friend asked me if I wanted a frozen banana now. I said, no, but I want a regular banana later. So I said, yeah.
That's a great.
All right, see y'all later.
Love you. Hey. Long live
Mufasa.
Long live the Brotherhood.
Long live the Hive.
Oh, just shut your mouth, sit back, relax, and listen to the Hive.
You're listening to a Honey Gold Records production. For this podcast and others like it, go to www.honeygoldrecords.com.